Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, wrapping up Packers-Eagles, which wasn't all that thrilling.
No.
Jordan Love, I saw this fun little stat. You know Toyotathon on TV there?
Yes.
Jordan Love during Toyotathon, 28 touchdowns, 2 picks. Jordan Love, non-Toyotathon, 29 touchdowns, 28 picks.
What about Happy Honda Days? How's that work?
And Toyotathon, if you don't know, it ended last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had a little bit of the Justin Herbert thing where, you know, they don't throw picks. And then I think Herbert threw 4. One of them wasn't his fault. Went through the guy's hands. And, you know, Love had the horrific one. Although, you know, last year, Love had a nice playoff run until that last pass against the Niners. Look, we just saw that Green Bay, one, they're too beat up. And two, like if you're looking at the difference between Philly and you're looking at Green Bay, is for as good as Green Bay is. And remember, I think Green Bay is one of, if not the youngest teams in the league, especially snap-wise, right? Love's a little bit older, but he sat, and he hasn't played that much football. The only thing that I would say about Green Bay is I don't think Green Bay really has stars. I think Green Bay is just a collection of good. I think Buffalo is this way. I think Buffalo is a collection of good. The difference is that Buffalo has Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is that guy that can take a really good roster without a lot of holes on it, but not a lot of elite, and elevate it. And we don't know if Jordan Love's that guy. Right now, he's not. Can he become that? And certainly when he's beat up, and this whole year he has been beat up and he's been injured, we know that that's a problem. That's a problem for Green Bay. But looking ahead, I still think the future is very bright for Green Bay. I just think that the big question is, what is Jordan Love? And I think you can say this about Trevor Lawrence. I think you say this right now a little bit about Justin Herbert, although I think you feel better going forward. C.J. Stroud took a big step backwards. This was a big step backwards for Jordan Love. And for a guy that hasn't played a lot of football, I think it's a little scary that you paid him a ton of money and this is what you got out of him this year. Still 11-6, but you physically were not anywhere near the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you're a better coach team than Philadelphia, but to a roster, and this is true about a lot of the elite teams, Green Bay just isn't there. They are not an elite team. They're a very good team. And Philly is an elite team. I just think Philly has a wonky head coach.
Is it weird to say that when I watch Philly's defense, just in this game, I haven't seen all their games, but as good as they played and as good as they are, they don't tackle very well?
Yeah, it happens at times.
I don't know, it was weird. Like that's how bad Green Bay was in this game, is that I feel like every time, whether it was Jacobs or somebody else, was running with the ball, they would get hit but not go down because the Eagles don't really wrap up and tackle and get an extra 4 or 5 yards, like, every time.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that comes back and bites you in the ass. It didn't really harm you here because Green Bay never really posed
much maybe that's
threat.
It. But I don't know about them, man. They have all the statistics, right?
Yep.
They're the top defense, they're the number 2 offense or something.
Yep.
But their offense doesn't look good, and they just give me no confidence.
It is very weird, and that if I were to build the team out, you'd want to build the Philadelphia Eagles. There isn't weaknesses.
Maybe they need Todd Bowles as their head coach.
It's just, and maybe this is what it boils down to, is much I said about all the quarterback question marks. The biggest question mark is Jalen Hurts. You can say, was this a conservative game plan? You know, was there rust from the concussion? Jalen Hurts, I feel like the book is out on Jalen Hurts. And teams, when teams force him to go to his secondary pitch, I don't think it's a great secondary pitch. And by the way, I don't think they do a good job of scheming with Jalen Hurts. This offense is not creative enough for all that they have. I think it's problematic the way they use him at times and the passing offense. And for a team that's 14-3, think about how much drama there's been in the passing attack. Whether you buy into the AJ Brown stuff or not, this is too good a team to have that be the Achilles heel. And this is why, as much as I love Philly's roster, I think it's probably the best in the NFL, top to bottom.
They ain't winning
it. I don't think they're winning it.
What do you mean the AJ buy into the AJ Brown
well,
stuff?
Well, it's the whole when AJ Brown was asked, what's wrong with your offense, and he said passing, right?
That was
earlier this year. Yeah. And then someone came out and said that AJ, I forget who it was. It was Brandon Graham, the defensive end who's hurt for the year, said that there is a AJ Brown Jalen Hurts don't get along. And now we've got AJ Brown reading on the sidelines. He had one catch, and then AJ Brown having to come back and be like, no, it's not because I'm disinterested. It's because I use it to lock in. And yeah, there's just something is there that passing game.
Yeah. It sucks.
Think about it. You got two legit number one receivers. You've got a legit tight end. You have the best back in the NFL. Who's great out of the backfield. You have an elite O-line, and yet your passing game is just meh. And that's...
It doesn't seem like he sees the field all that well.
I don't think he does. And all the RPOs that they were using to kill people at the beginning, teams have adjusted to that. And he doesn't right now. And the Eagles don't really have a big curveball. And it's strange because we've seen Hurts at times look like Superman. But I think this is another one. You paid him a lot of money. And I don't think he is the quarterback that... Lamar Jackson and Burrow and Mahomes, I think he's that second tier, and he falls into that. We paid him a lot of money, and I don't think you get elite quarterback play out of him.
Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott?
People are going to call me on this team, not starting a team, the Eagles.
Yeah, a really good team.
Dak. Now, if I'm starting a team, I would rather have Jalen Hurts. But yeah. I get this Eagles team with that old line and that run game and those receivers, I will take Dak Prescott.
Yeah, better thrower.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, coming up next. Now, let's talk about A.J. Brown reading on the sideline.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is I've never seen before, but...
No, when I first saw that, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is a problem. You know, I thought it was like I thought it was, when he first pulled out a book...
I thought he was sending a message.
Yeah, it was pouty.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, here, this guy's a diva. Look at this. This is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And then a quarter later, they're talking about, oh, he's so inspired by this book, and he has it on the sideline every week, and this is such a great story. I'm like, what?
Threw me for a loop, man.
That's not how I viewed it when he first pulled it up, but I guess that's the thing with it.
You know who else read a book on the sideline?
I don't want your life.
Jonathan Moxon.
He did.
But he was trying to get into, like, Brown or something.
I have the excerpt. There's so one of the reporters who covers, I think he's Bleacher Report, mm-hmm. covers the Eagles. AJ Brown gave him that book, like he's the actual one that he takes to the sideline.
Yep.
And he showed him where he was in the book when he pulled it out on the sideline, and it is highlighted and underlined. And I will read you the passage that he was reading exclusively on the sideline.
That book is now like the number one seller on Amazon.
I know. Because at first they didn't show it. It was like, well, what is that book? And then later they did it's good. Good broadcasting is you got to find out what the book is and zero in on, zoom in on it. And they zoomed in on it. So everybody saw what it was. And now everybody's buying it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's any good, but everyone's buying it.
Motivating.
Well, we'll read you the excerpt that A.J. Brown was reading next on The Fan. By the way, the Packers-Eagles game was where I found out. I had no idea. I don't know where I missed this, but Kendrick Lamar halftime show at the Super Bowl?
You are correct, sir.
When did that happen? When did they announce that?
That was a while back.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly when, but yeah, that's not, that wasn't new info.
Well, I knew it wasn't new. I just missed it.
Yeah, it happens.
So I found out about it yesterday, and I'm very excited now.
There you go.
Because I love Kendrick Lamar.
Not Drake. They not like us.
Yeah.
They're in a feud.
They fight.
They're in a feud.
Tiff.
I think he got the Super Bowl nod like at the tail end of that feud, and everyone was like, well, clearly Lamar wins, or you know, Kendrick wins.
Well, that feud, that's...
he won anyways.
That is a one-sided affair right there. That is Buffalo Bills, Denver Broncos bitch slap stuff.
So anyway, A.J. Brown reading on the sideline. It's a book called Inner Excellence.
He of one catch, but let me tell you, that one catch was excellent.
Well, it's interesting, like, I don't know, I've never seen somebody pull out a book on the sideline and it become like this really inspiring thing, but here we are.
I really thought it was an FU to Jalen Hurts in the past. No offense. I just was like...
He's like, well, I'm doing nothing else. Might as well just read.
I 100%. Like, if you would have asked me in that moment, I would have laid down $100 that was like, that is an FU. And it may still be.
Someone said it's like the most receiver thing ever to be in a game that 100%. You're winning and only have one catch, so you have to go to your book for help.
100%.
To show everyone in the world that you're not happy with how you're performing.
100%. Like, if you could get stuck in a room with any one position group, wouldn't the worst be a wide receiver?
Them or the DBs?
Nah, I'll take a DB over a wide receiver. I mean, look, it's kind of the same archetype, but I'll at least take the DB. I can't with the receivers. I just can't. God. It's just always...
They're like NBA players.
Yes. It's always... And A.J. Brown, by the way, is an amazing receiver. It's just... They're a lot. And it feels like the better they are, the more this happens.
Would you like the excerpt?
Please.
This is what he was reading. Okay, this is from the book that he was, like, the actual book that he
had. Yeah, and it's highlighted.
It's highlighted, underlined, and highlighted, which I don't know why you need both, but he did.
Well, look, I'll give him credit. At least he didn't pull a LeBron and be on page one of The Godfather.
He said, this is from Inner Excellence, we're so hard on ourselves, amplifying all our failures and regrets, that we neglect to see what's still possible. A life of freedom, filled with deep contentment, joy, and confidence. Independent of circumstance. We're all human, with the same deep desires and concerns, Jason. Look at that, it addresses you right in the book.
Clearly.
In the pursuit of extraordinary performance, it's easy to succumb to anxiety and pressure because so much is out of your control. When you learn to live a life that is fully engaged, however, then you can perform your best and love the challenge. Every performance, presentation, or problem you face is an opportunity to learn and grow and vividly experience each moment.
There you go. I feel inspired right now.
And that's it.
I feel my inner excellence coming
from
out.
Inner excellence. So, by the way, who's the guy? What's the author's name? Johnson or something?
He's a former minor league baseball player. I was reading about him today, and he said it took him 5 years to write this book, and no one read it until A.J. Brown read it. And it was like... 257,000 down on the Amazon order list, and now it's number one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all because A.J. Brown was reading it. His name is Murphy. Jim Murphy. The other thing that I would like to point out is I'm going to need... So A.J. Brown says this is not an FU, right? I'm not being a diva. One catch, 10 yards. And I don't even know if he had a catch at the time that this all went down, if he had no catches. I don't know. But he says he reads all the time. If he was reading on the sidelines, someone would have seen it. Like, he's claiming, oh, you caught me. It's the NFL. You're telling me
we're the 19th week of the season, and he's been doing this all along, and no one's ever caught wind of it?
And Jalen Hurts did say after the game, he said, quote, I've never seen him read, but I have seen that book in his hands. He didn't clarify whether that book was on the sidelines or in the locker room. I need to see evidence that he has read on the sidelines.
Now, is that a subtle shot back? Maybe. I've never seen him read. Is he just stoking the flames here? The little rivalry between them grows.
I have never in my life at any level seen someone outside of Varsity Blues and old Johnny Mox. I've never seen someone read on the sidelines, and I've seen a lot of things on sidelines.
Vaughn Taylor, 3-time PGA Tour winner, said inner excellence will change your life.
There you go.
Stuart Sink, British Open champion, said it is his number one tip for success. Read Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy.
Well, there you go.
Where you will learn to develop self-mastery, overcome anxiety, remove mental blocks, and train your subconscious mind.
Well, There you go.
You said that three times in a row. There you go.
I don't know what.
You don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
You're stunned.
Well, AJ Brown said the game is 90% mental and 10% physical. That's easy to say when you're AJ Brown and you're built like a effing truck.
Well, I got to give him credit for at least thinking about these types of things.
Yeah.
You know, and working on those types of things.
Yes.
Because I would imagine being a high-level athlete.
Probably very stressful.
No matter how diva-ish you are, it's not easy.
Of all the guys in this round of playoffs that could have one catch and pull out a book, the most problematic one is probably AJ Brown with all they've been through, and yet he's now somehow turned it into a positive and now selling a bunch of books for this guy. And by the way, if you have a struggling like mental health book, just get an NFL player to read that son of a gun on the sidelines.
I'm going through a list of, or I'm just trying to think of another receiver who could have, who was in the playoffs.
Yeah, this round that could have read, that could have read a book that you would have been more inclined to be like, dude, that is an F you to his quarterback, because I can't think of one.
That's probably
I got one.
Oh, wait.
I've got one, and he's going to show up in Stockwatch.
And okay, I think I know where you're going.
George Pickens.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Because he's the other guy that just doesn't give two Fs. He is the epitome of every physical tool in the world and like has a two-set head.
I thought Brady, once again, I am not a Brady hater. I don't think he's bad. I thought he was pretty good on the broadcast. And he said something during the broadcast. This was the Eagles game. He said that I thought was good. He said, you know, there's a difference between stars and champions.
Mm-hmm.
He said the NFL is littered with stars, but there are very few champions. And he said the difference is you've, and this is me extrapolating from what he said, but he's talking about these receivers.
Sure.
They're stars. Yeah. They're really good at what they do,
yeah,
but they're not champions. He said the difference is champions will do anything it takes to win.
Yeah.
And I mean anything. This is what Tom Brady said. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool insight from a guy who's like top of the heap champion. Yeah. You know, he knows the difference between being a really good football player and being a champion. And I thought it was interesting how he put that. And that's guys like George Pickens.
Yeah. And and Brady, by the way, never played, with the exception of that one or maybe it was 2 years with Randy Moss, he never played with an elite wide receiver. And yet they won a S ton of games and Super Bowls. And
but, you know, he was talking, like, when it's interesting, like, that's kind of why he's in the booth. Maybe he's not the most polished. Obviously, he's not the most polished.
Yeah.
But when he's watching a game, he gives you unique insight. Like, for example, he could not stop polishing Jacobs and Reed.
Yeah.
But from his eye, those are the two guys. Like, he won 7 rings. He knows what it takes, and he was identifying the players that he wants to ride with.
Sure.
He's like, I can tell you right now in this that's a guy I want who has brought it today. Josh Jacobs, and I think Jalen Reed was the other one. I can't remember. There was another guy that he was hot on about how hard they were playing.
Yeah, and Jacobs was. He single-handedly was trying to keep Green Bay in that game.
And Brady kept pointing that out, and I just thought, you know, I mean, that's why you have Tom Brady in the booth, is like he can recognize those things when everybody else is like, oh, A.J. Brown's so amazing. Well, is he?
And by the way, he may not be back. There's a lot of scuttlebutt that the NFL is going to chop him at the knees and not let him broadcast.
That's what I
heard.
I thought it was Fox that was
going to. Yeah, just in general.
Pick a lane. Be an owner or be a broadcaster.
The NFL is already saying there's a bunch of stuff that he can't do, and that Fox was trying to get them to ease up on some of those, and the NFL is going to say no, and that Fox and the NFL are going to get together and be like, because supposedly he is the guy now going to be in charge. Like, they're saying he has a massive influence in what the Raiders are doing, and you can't do that. You can't be drafting players. You can't be picking coaches and doing all this and then going into production meetings and going around. That's a conflict of interest. So
not many people can just give up a $350 million job.
And yet it kind of feels like that's what he's about to go do.
Yeah. Well, what percentage of the Raiders does he own?
It's not a big one.
But just because of who he is,
yes,
Mark Davis has given him...
Sounds like they are letting him kind of be a very large voice in that room.
Yeah, well, I would too.
They
certainly don't know what they're doing. Might as well get somebody who does.
Well, we'll see what happens, right? Because, you know, for every John Lynch that's out there, there's a Matt Millen. So we'll see where Brady's at.
All right. That puts to bed Eagles Packers. Next is Justin Herbert overrated, and then Stockwatch on the Fan.